So let's review. Tani Reb Chiya, a body of water in which the edge of the tchumen of two different cities meet, and a net of reeds is placed in the middle to divide between the two tchumen. Tzarech mechitza shel barzulav sikar requires an iron partition to separate the water of each side in order for each city to be able to use the water on its side. Mechayech aler Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina laughed at this ruling. The Gemara offers four possible reasons why he laughed. First, perhaps he laughed at the idea that ownerless water has any tchum at all, which would be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that hefker items have a tchum. The Gemara rejects this reasoning. Mishum desavra lekula mandatani lechumra mechaychala. Just because he is lenient in this matter, he should mock those who are stringent? Second, the Gemara suggests that he mocks the idea of the water being limited by its own tchum, because we have a brayso that teaches naharis ham moishchin umayonis hanoivin harehin karagli kaladim. Flowing bodies of water take on the tchum of the person who acquires them and do not have their own tchum. The Gemara rejects this possibility because Reb Chiya may have been speaking of stationary water. Third, perhaps he was mocking the suggestions that a mechitza shebarzel, an iron fence, would actually keep the water from moving from one side of the lake to the other. The Gemara rejects this possibility because tzarech ve'en li takana kamar. Reb Chiya may have meant to say that a watertight partition is required, and since that cannot be done, they will indeed not be able to use the water. Finally, the Gemara suggests that he mocked this braisa because mechitza tluyu b'materes b'mayim, kal hu shekila b'mayim. The Chum were lenient and allowed a hanging partition, even though it allows water to pass under it, to halachically separate the waters so that people can draw water on Shabbos. Therefore, mechitza of reeds should also suffice. The Gemara next refers back to the Mishnah and of Memheim at Alf, where we have the following machloikis. If a traveler was asleep at the onset of Shabbos, yesh le'apayim am l'chol rach divrei Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. He was kohen shvisa on that spot, and he has a tchum of 2,000 amas in each direction. V'chacham oimrim, ein lo ela arba amas. He is not kohen shvisa, and only has 4 amas from his current location. The Mishnah continues. Reb Eliezer oimer, v'hu b'emtzayin. These 4 amas are measured with him at the center. In other words, he has 2 amas in each direction. Reb Yehuda oimer, he can choose in which direction he wants to take the 4 amas. The Gemara explains that we actually have a 3-way machlokes. Yesh li shmoina shmoina divrei Meir, which is the opinion of the Chacham of the Mishnah. He has a square of 8x8 amas. As Tais explained, when the Chacham said ein le'ela arba amas, they meant arba amas l'chol ruach. He can walk 4 amas in each direction, similar to alpayim am l'chol ruach. 2,000 amas in each direction, according to Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. Reb Eliezer Eimer, v'hu be'emtzoin. He has a square of 4x4 amas, with him at the center. In other words, he has 2 amas in each direction. Reb Yehuda Eimer, le'ezer ruch shir tzayelech. Reb Yehuda agrees he only has a square of 4x4 amas. However, he can place this square in a way that he can walk 4 amas all in one direction, or any way that he chooses, as Rashi points out. He can also choose the configuration of Reb Eliezer of 2 amas in each direction. However, once he chooses one direction, he cannot change it on Shabbos. Rava adds, while they disagree about how much space he has to walk, all agree that he may only carry up to 4 amas. These are 2 separate issues, tchum and haitzah. The source of a person without a tchum being limited to 4 amas is from the pasuk shavu ish tachtav, which implies that he is restricted to an area kitachtav, like that which is beneath him. The average height of a person is 3 amas, and when accounting either for outstretched arms or moving objects from the area at the feet to the area at the head, the total space is 4 amas by 4 amas. The Gemara adds, typically we measure the 4 amas based on the length of that individual's arm, from elbow to middle finger, with the exception of a nanis be'ivarv, a person with an average-sized torso but unusually short limbs, whose amas are measured by the standard amas. The Gemara continues with the next segment of the Mishnah on the Memheim and Aleph. Ho yushnayim, miktas amaisiv shel zeh, betech amaisiv shel zeh. 2 people who each have dalet amas, part of which overlap, can eat together in the common overlapping area. Ubovad, shelo yotzi zeh mitech sheloi letech shechaver. However, each person may not hand an object of his into the other's tchum, or bring the other person's object into his tchum. Hayu shleisha, vo emtzayim muv lebeinem. In the case of 3 people, who are each limited to dalet amas, and the middle person's four amas overlap with each of the outer two, but the outer two do not overlap each other. Hu mutar imahen, vehe mutar nimay. The middle person can share things with each of the outer two, and vice versa. V'shnayim hachitzayinim asurim zem zeh. But the outer two cannot share with each other because they have no common area. Reb Shimon compares it to three chatzeres, where the middle one has separate eirvin with each of the outer two, but the outer two do not have an eir with each other. Carrying is permitted between the outer and the middle chatzeres, but not between the two outer chatzeres. The Rabban disagree in the case of the chatzeres, and that they may not carry even between the middle one and the outer two, out of concern that since Av Shidiyurin, the three chatzeres have many residents, it's likely that something brought from one of the outer chatzeres into the middle chatzer will be carried to the other outer chatzer. However, they do agree in the case of only three people, who each have dalet amas, who can be careful not to walk or hand things into the other outer tchum. The Gemara offers two explanations as to why the outer chatzeres are not considered to be joined through the inner one, as Rashi explains. The concept of Eruv Chatzeres is that they are all considered to be residing in the house where the Eruv is placed. Now, if the Eruv of each outer chatzer with the middle chatzer was placed in one of the houses in the middle chatzer, they would all be considered to be residing in the middle chatzer, and indeed would be allowed to carry to all three chatzeres, even from one outer chatzer to the other outer chatzer. However, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kegoin Shenas Nemtzais Eruva Bezu VeEruva Bezu. Our Mishnah is speaking of a case where the two Eruvin were placed in the respective outer chatzeres. The residents of the middle chatzer are considered to be residing in one of the outer chatzeres, but the residents of the two outer chatzeres are not joined. Therefore, they may not carry from one to the other. The Gemara asks that the two outer chatzeres should still be considered joined, even with the eruv in the outer chatzeres, based on the following reasoning. The eruv of the middle chatzer with the first outer chatzer joins them as one. When the middle chatzer subsequently makes an eruv with the second outer chatzer, they are representing the first outer chatzer as well, thereby joining them both with the second outer chatzer. The Gemara answers that the fact that the two outer chatzeres did not make their own eruv indicates that they do not want to join together, and the middle chatzer cannot act as their agent against their will. Another explanation. Rav Sheshes Amar, Kegoin Shenisnu B'Shnei Batim. The Erevin were indeed in the middle chatzer, but in two different houses. And even the Beis Hill, who do not require the Erevin to be in the same kli, require them to be in the same house if they are all to join together. Therefore, there are two separate Erevin, and the outer residents can only carry into the middle chatzer, but not to one another. The Gemara asks, if so, the Erevin should not be valid even for the middle chatzer, as in the case of a chatzer where one of its residents did not participate in the Erev. Since the members of the outer chatzers are considered to be living in the inner chatzer by virtue of their Erev, and the fact that not all the halachic residents of the inner chatzer are joined in the single Erev would make it usher for anyone to carry in the middle chatzer. The Gemara answers that we only consider people to be residents of the chatzer in which they have an Erev to accomplish a kula, to allow carrying, but not when it results in the chumrah to invalidate the Erev.